Okay. Oh, don't have a pocket.
I'm Miss Yasmin.
Hi. Okay.
Hi, person who missed class.
Hi, person. Actually, no one missed class. This is for anyone who wants to go back and look at this afterwards. Okay. I lost my little clip for the moment, so I'm going to have to just do this the old-fashioned way and hold it until I go find my little clip. Oh, that stops you. That stops you when you realize that everything you say could be used against you, not even in a court of law. Okay, we're going to do day two of graphing functions. That is, what if the graph has an asymptote or two? Or three or four. I want to review for you today, or I want to review with you because I actually remember the information about asymptotes, asymptotes, the trem pronunciation, asymptotes, what asymptotes are, how you find vertical, how you find horizontal, how you find oblique, and how you use this along with the curve, along with the slopes to graph. What did we define yesterday as a critical point? Or does not exist. This is the situation where y prime may not exist. If you do the first derivative, what are you going to use to do the first derivative? And when you use the quotient rule, what will end up in the denominator most likely? An x minus 1 squared, potentially, unless something cancels out. But I think there's going to be an x minus 1 squared in the bottom. So you're going to have really critical points at wherever the first derivative equals 0. But don't forget whatever makes the first derivative denominator equal to 0. So what I would like you to do with each of these problems is find the first derivative, put the zeros on a number line, find the second derivative, put the zeros on the number line. We're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. We're going to actually graph it and see how the graph matches your information. Okay, so y prime is equal to u prime v minus uv prime all over v squared, which means it is equal to negative 1 over x minus 1 squared. Put the zero on the number line. Any zeros? Oh, do I have a mistake?
No, it's still just y prime.
Oh, it's still just y prime. Thank you. Now, the best part is y double prime. What would be an easy way to do y double prime?
Negative x minus 1.
Yeah, recognize that this is negative x minus 1 to the negative 2. So y double prime will be 2 over x minus 1 to the negative negative 3 or over 3. But it still is a critical point.
Okay.
You put all, and let me, okay, you're right.
I put it on, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you put all zeros, meaning zeros of numerators and denominators, because all zeros of the first derivative, whether top or bottom, are going to be critical points or are potentially critical points.
Yeah.
Critical points are really areas where the slope may change. So what am I going to put on here?
One.
All right. Test the signs around each zero. That is, figure out what the graph is doing, and then let's see if it actually does it. It falls the whole time? Yeah. The graph is always falling.
It's concave up on the right and concave down.
It's concave up on the right and concave down on the left. Well, what does the original equation tell you about? Remember, right. Right, right. Original function tells you about points, only points. First derivative tells you about slope, only slope. Second derivative tells you about concavity and only concavity. I don't know. Let's look at the picture and then see if we can realize, if we can come up with, oh, poop. Gotta stop saying that on here. And let's go to TI Interactive. Am I in the way of TI? There. No. Oh, that was the wrong thing to turn on. Oh. That's awkward. Okay. Ah, there it is. Okay, so let's do a graph of this. Oh, stop. X divided by X minus 1. Boom. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is the graph falling the whole time, left to right? Is the graph concave up on the left, concave down on the right? Oh, excuse me, concave. I'm looking backwards. Concave up on the right, concave down on the left. Yeah. Does everything seem to change only around x equals 1? Yeah, I mean, it kind of does. What would we call x equals 1? An asymptote. What kind of an asymptote? And vertical asymptotes are where the original function is undefined. Vertical asymptotes are zeros of the original function. No, a vertical asymptote? No. It's a zero of the original function. It's going to end up being a zero of the first derivative, but do you remember graphing with vertical and horizontal asymptotes 2 years ago? Did we know how to do derivatives then? No. Zeros of the original function. We're getting there. Now, let's look at anything else you notice about this graph? It's symmetric. It's approaching y equals 1. And what? How do we find the horizontal asymptote?
The top.
No.
On the bottom of the thing.
Nope. How do we find horizontal asymptotes?
Zero. Oh, it's like x over x minus 1. So
oh, the power
might
top?
Be 1, but all of
no. So if it was an x squared problem, the limit would be x y equals 2? No. What if it was 2? Let me add. Okay, let's make a change. Watch this. I'm going to put a 2 up here. Watch this. No, it's not. It's going to be 2. A coefficient of the? Okay, I'm going to put a squared here. Let's see if it's still 2. Is it the coefficient? Oh, you guys are pathetic. It's the limit. The y asymptote is the limit as x goes to infinity. How do we evaluate infinity limits? Oh, you're embarrassing your teachers last year. Come on. It's the powers. Well, you look at the high powers. If the high power is in the top, it's probably, what does this graph have? Can you tell what that's called? Right. Let's see if I can stick my arm right. Ooh, look at that. That's pretty good. And ooh, got to use my finger. Right there. Ooh. I think my arm did work better. My arm is skinny, or my hand, right there. An oblique asymptote. If the high power is in the top, most likely it's going to have an oblique asymptote. What if the high power is in the bottom? What is the limit if the high power is in the bottom? Zero. Think about it. X over x squared plus 1. What's getting bigger faster? X over x squared plus 1. The bottom. Bottom's getting bigger much faster than the top. 100 over 100 squared. 1 million over 1 million squared. So what is that equal to approximately?
Zero.
What if the powers are equal?
It's the coefficients.
Very good. Very good. So let's go back. So the general process that we've already done still holds. We're actually kind of combining two processes. Find the vertical asymptotes so that you create areas. What did you just throw down? Find the vertical asymptotes so you can create areas left to right. Use the first derivative and determine the max min points in each area, plot these points. Use a second derivative to determine concavity in each area. Plot those points, if you have any points that exist. Again, remember to use the numerator and denominator zeros because those are critical points. Things can change around a zero of the numerator as well as around a zero of a denominator. Finally, you should take a minute and see if you can find any, use the horizontal asymptote to finish off the graph or oblique, and then make sure you plot a couple x and y intercepts. So what are you doing differently than last night? You're adding asymptotes. It's the only thing you're doing differently. But this tends to be a pretty easy way to do it. Doing the vertical asymptotes first, then first derivative, then second derivative, then horizontal asymptotes. How do you find an oblique asymptote? That is an oblique, it could actually be a parabola, it could be really anything, but it is something that is probably not going to be a horizontal line. You're right. Good. Hey, that's more than anybody else remembered. Come on, guys, come on. Work those brain cells. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on, what's an oblique asymptote? Come on. Oh, I taught half of you 2 years ago. Top divided by the bottom. Was that what you were saying? Thank you. I couldn't hear you over the pounding in my ears of the anger and the blood rushing and the rage that the people I had 2 years ago don't remember this. Oblique asymptotes. If there's going to be an oblique asymptote, you'll find it by dividing the denominator into the numerator. Okay. Yeah, Shannon? Asymptotes are original equations. Original equations is where you find those asymptotes, vertical and horizontal. So if you want to, you know, like we always did before, we just write them down off to the side. Write them down at the beginning, but I would honestly plot the vertical first, use the derivatives, and then plot the horizontal. Okay, so I'd like you to try to do this problem, which is not so bad, but try this whole method of find the vertical and horizontal asymptotes, find the first derivative, find the second derivative.